Welcome to our discussion of Haggadah and happiness, lessons of happiness from the Haggadah. Over the years, I noticed, giving various sermons and drashot about Pesach, that actually Pesach, of all the holidays, has the most deep lessons for what a life of happiness could be, how we can be happy within the context of daily life. You see, Sukkot may be the most happy holiday, but that's not the question, how to rejoice on a happy holiday. How do we rejoice when all we're celebrating is Exodus? What's Exodus? Getting out of Egypt. Where were we when we got out of Egypt? In the desert. How can you be happy in the desert? That's the question. And that's the question which Pesach answers in a magnificent way and gives us 10 lessons, at least, in how to be happy, even in somewhat trying times. Number one, we begin with Manishtana. How different is this night? Not, how is this night different? Not a question, but an exclamation. As the Rambam Maimonides says, how different this night is. The first lesson in happiness is at a Seder, at a Shabbos Friday night dinner, at dinner with your family. When you put your kids to sleep, look around and say, how different this night is. Appreciate it. Your grandmother's there, your brother. Or maybe you don't have the ideal situations, but you get together with a good friend. And how wonderful that is. Maybe not ideal, but it is what it is. Maybe the matzah doesn't taste so great. Maybe it's hard on your stomach. Maybe the maror is certainly hard to digest. It's bitter. But how different it is. Appreciate the moment, where you are, good or bad. Appreciate where you are. Number two. Psychologists speak about analysis. Well, you have to analyze your situation. The famous song, Dayenu, says, let's analyze what it is we're thankful for, what it is that happened to us. It's not just that we went out of Egypt. It's not just that he split the sea for us, that our enemies perished, that we lived on God's grace in the desert, that we got the Torah at Sinai, that we got the Shabbat at Sinai, that we went to the land of Israel eventually, that we eventually built a holy temple in Jerusalem. It's not just any one thing. There's so much to be thankful about. What is it that you have in your life to be thankful for? Don't let it just be one thing. Ah, well, I got my health, but everything else is falling apart. No, there's always a lot of things. There's always a whole Dayenu list that you could give, that you could make up about analyzing all the things you could be thankful for. And that takes us to our next position, which is, don't skip the Hallel. When you have a Seder, maybe you enjoy telling the kids and the family about the 10 plagues and the frogs, but then maybe you feel like skipping all the Hallelujahs. Yeah, what's that for? What's the point of that? And actually, that's the whole point. The climax of the Seder is not the 10 plagues, the splitting of the sea. The climax of the Seder is, we went out of Egypt. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hodul Hashem ki tov. Give thanks to God. The songs at the end. Living thankfully. How do we find happiness? Say thank God. Put thanks on your lips. How are things going? Well, thank God. Could be worse. Thank God I'm here. Living thankfully. Thanking God even for the Exodus, which was just the beginning of our redemption. That is another secret to happiness. Be living thankfully with thanks always on our lips. Then we have to break it down, sort of like the analysis, but not just what we're thankful for, but how are we doing in different realms? How have we progressed spiritually? Well, it's a whole lot better than Terach, Abraham's father, who worshipped idols. How are we doing physically? Well, I don't know how great it is, but it's a whole lot better than being slaves in Egypt. How are we doing economically? Better than being slaves. We had no property at all. We went out with great wealth. Maybe today I can have my meal. I'm here. I exist. I subsist even. We're better off economically than we once were. So many different types of questions you can ask yourself. Don't just say, I'm down today. Well, are you down economically? No, I'm economically. I'm okay. Are you down physically? No, I'm actually feeling okay today. Oh, so you're down about something else. Analyze it. What else can we be thankful? What other realms are we doing okay? And then to remember that progress is not linear. You know, we've been in Egypt before. We went to Egypt, Get out of Egypt. Abraham went to Egypt. He came out of Egypt. Joseph went down. The brothers went down. Eventually we came out. Went into exile. Came back to Israel. Progress is not linear. You may be having troubles today, but we're on the way. As Jews, we believe fundamentally we're heading toward a messianic era. We're heading toward something better. As a people, if not as individuals, but certainly as a people. And we are part of a people. It's lachem. It's our history. We're heading in a more positive direction, whether it's the great advances of the state of Israel today or something that we're not aware of that lies in the distant future. We are headed in a positive direction. Which leads to the next lesson. Part of our happiness and optimism comes from the concept of tomorrow. We begin the Seder by saying, Hashata Hacha, now we're here. You know, it might be Memphis, it might be in a place that's problematic. But next year, in Jerusalem, we end the Seder with the same note. It begins and ends on this point. Tomorrow, next year. And as Naomi Shemer said, Im lo machar az machratayim. If not tomorrow, as Annie said in the Broadway play, machratayim, in 2 days, eventually we'll get there. And then what a beautiful lesson from the Charoset. Charoset would say, we take that bitter herb, and we say, what are we going to do with this? I mean, sometimes stuff is bitter. Life is bitter. What do we do now? Well, let's dip it in that charoset. You dip that bitterness in that charoset, that beautiful mixture of apples and nuts, symbols of God's love for the Jewish people, symbols from the Song of Songs, that love song of God and the Jewish people. And you start to sweeten the bitterness. Sometimes you can't eradicate the bitterness. The maror is there. Sometimes we eat the bitter herbs of life, but we can sweeten it up. We can add a tinge of optimism to that sorry story, that sour and bitter story. And then, as we go from the first Seder to the second Seder, we begin to count the Omer. What's that about? The idea is that when we got out of Egypt, we weren't there yet. You know, the kids ask, are we there yet? No, Exodus doesn't mean you're there yet. But we start counting. We're counting towards Sinai. We're getting there. It's the first day of the Omer. It's the second day of the Omer. We start counting that Omer. And by counting step by step, we can get there. We'll look forward today, tomorrow. Thank God for each day. And step by step, we can get to Sinai. We can get to redemption. And then we have to appreciate first steps. Pesach is all about appreciating the beginning of redemption. State of Israel today, it's the beginning of redemption. Exodus from Egypt, the beginning of our redemption. And maybe some success you had in your life, some positive point, it's the beginning of something new, something that could be so beautiful in the future. Finally, in order to be happy, we need to compare our lives to something less than. The Haggadah insists, the Mishnah insists that the Haggadah begin with something negative. Start with our ancestors being slow, worshipping idols. Start with the slavery. Start with persecution of Laban. And then say, how am I doing today? Like Ed Koch used to say, how am I doing? How am I doing compared to what? Well, don't compare it to the best of times. Compare today to the worst of times. How am I doing compared to the worst of times? Compared to the slavery. Compared to the idolatry. Compared to the persecution. Compared to all that. I'm doing okay. And I can be thankful. 10 lessons of how to be happy just from Pesach. Pesach is not our happiest holiday. In fact, in the Torah, in Parshat Re'eh, in Devarim, it doesn't say rejoice on Pesach. It says rejoice on Shavuos, rejoice on Sukkot. And yet the rabbis say, no, we should rejoice on Pesach. But how? 10 secrets of how to be happy, even when you're not there yet. Appreciate where you are. Analyze the situation, break it down. Live thankfully with thanks on your lips. Break down the different realms in which we're moving forward. Recognize that progress is not linear. Think about tomorrow and the next year. Sweeten the bitterness at least a little bit. Go step by step, day by day, toward a better life. Appreciate the first steps of our salvation and our redemption. And finally, it all depends on how you frame the story. And what you compare it to. Compared to some things, we're doing quite well. Thank you. So this Pesach, let's hope that if you are in the doldrums, or if there are situations that you wish would be otherwise. Let's hope we can turn things around with the lessons of happiness from the Haggadah. Thank you for joining us, and we wish everyone a Chag Kasher Sameach, a happy and a kosher Pesach for each one of you, and a wonderful year going forward. May it be a year that goes forward toward redemption. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.